Well, good morning, everyone. Is it morning? Oh, it's time for lunch. Okay, amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, we'll go. No? Can you stay for a wee while longer? Is that okay? Well, we'll try that. Will we say good morning? Good morning, everybody. Oh, dear. And I'm not feeling well, and that was pathetic. We'll try that again. Good morning. Good. And what about at the right wing? Good morning. And left wing? The right wing and the left wing. It sounds like a politician, doesn't it? Well, it's lovely to be here. I'm not feeling maybe 100%, but preachers say that when they say their sermon's not going to be very good, maybe. But I am glad to be here. Maybe it's just because I'm getting old. Do you think I'm getting old? Yes? Who said yes? Yeah, those ladies there, honestly. He said yes. Well, it is great to be here. My name is Tim or Timothy. You can call me either of those, that's all right. Or Timotheus. Any of you know Greek? No? Nobody know Greek here? What? Oh, dear. Pastor Brand's not doing a very good job, is he? Well, it's lovely to be here with you in Trinity. Who's enjoying all this lovely warm weather? Brilliant job. Yes. Actually, what? I forgot to do something. Okay, everybody put up your hand. All the boys and girls that took part, put up your hand. Yep. And was it Margaret? You can put up your hand too. And is it Amy? Amy, right, you put up your hand. Right up. Can you do it? Oh, it's not easy on Sunday. Put it back and give yourself a pat on the back. Can you do that? No, we'll not get the older people to do it in case they don't get their hand back. You know, it could stay back there. Actually, I think, are we allowed to give a clap? Is that allowed? You allowed to do that? Okay. Because I think you did absolutely fantastic. Who here likes to read? Maybe somebody not too. You like to read. What are some of the books that you would like to read? The what? Dora Diaries. Doak Diaries. Okay. Never heard of it. Right. Okay. Maybe I'm not upping it. Right. If another one. Because I have a few books in here. Let's see. Any other books that you like to read? Yeah. Harry Potter, okay, there's a few, right. Anybody ever read Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Yes, or maybe you've seen the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, okay, but this is a very special book, look at this. Oh, hold on a minute, I'll get, oh, look at that. There's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I just constructed that last night, there we are, okay. What about this one? Maybe when you were young, maybe your mum or dad or somebody would have read this to you. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the, is that, no, maybe that's a different one. Okay, Winnie the Pooh, and what about another one? I'll give you a clue. He's got big long ears and a wee, I don't know, a tail, sort of like a tail, it's like round, and someone likes to chase him called Mr. McGregor. Peter Rabbit, that's right, do you like my Scottish accent? Not really, no. Peter Rabbit. Who likes Peter Rabbit? Yeah, oh, there's a few like teenagers. I like Peter Rabbit as well. Okay, and I thought, I was looking for a book. I really love a book called The Gruffalo. You like The Gruffalo? The Gruffalo. Oh, with knobbly knees and turned out toes and a poisonous wart on his end of his nose. Anybody got warts on the end of the nose? Oh, well, not Luke. Don't worry. Well, lots of books. We love reading books. It's great to read. And I know our kids, they love to read as well. But what about this book here that I have? And we've been talking a lot about it. And actually, I believe you're going to sing a song about it as well, which is absolutely amazing because they didn't know what I was going to speak and I didn't know what you were going to do. What book is this? The Bible. The Bible. Which is the word of who? God, that's right, God's word, the Bible. It's the best book of all. Actually, the Bible's more than a book. Does anybody know, and you should know this from already, maybe at Sunday school or children's church, how many books, it's actually more than a book, how many books are inside this one book? Who can tell me? 66 books. In God's holy word, that's what the song tells us. So 66 books in the Bible that were written over a period of 1,600 years. Do you think there's anybody as old as 1,600 years here? No? No, don't. They're not going to put up their hand anyway. 1,600 years with 40 different writers from kings to fishermen. But the Bible has only one author. And who is that? Put up your hand, tell me, who's the author? It's God, that's right. God is the author of the Bible. So that's why we need to read it. We need to believe God's word. It is so important. If we want to know who God is, what is God like, what are we like, how does God want us to live, then we've got to open up the Bible and we've got to read it and we've got to believe what God has to say to us. But there's some people, they don't want to know the Bible. They don't want to read it. Did you know that the biggest bonfire, and I've no picture to show you here, but maybe you've seen a bonfire before, okay? And the biggest bonfire was not in Ballymena, okay? Or anywhere else. You know the biggest bonfire was? It was in England many years ago. And you know what they put on the bonfire? Hundreds and hundreds of Bibles. And you think, well, why would people want to do that? Because there are people, and they don't want to listen to God's word, and they thought that by putting all these Bibles on a bonfire that they could destroy God's word. But could they? No, they couldn't. God's word cannot be destroyed. So what does the Bible really have to teach us? Well, I have the letters of Bible, B-I-B-L-E, and hopefully you can all see it will do a wee turn. I'm going to be dizzy by the time I'm finished here, going left to right. The Bible, because there is something very important that God even wants to say to us. So what's our first letter? We have B, and B stands for believe. Well, how do we know what we're meant to believe? How do we know what is right? Do we just turn on the news or go onto the internet and maybe that'll tell us what to believe? Well, maybe they might tell us some good things, but maybe not always the truth. But whenever you read and believe the Bible, boys and girls, it is absolutely true because the Bible tells us how we can be forgiven of our sin and made clean on the inside when we trust in the Lord Jesus to save us from our sin and to be number one in our lives. But you see, there are some people and they don't want to believe the Bible. They don't want to believe God's word. It's very sad. Here we've got another letter. And what's this? I. Any ideas what you think? And no, it's not ideas, by the way, in case you're really, really smart. I, what do you think I might stand for? So B, we've got believe. I've already given you another letter, okay. What do you think I might stand for? I'll give you a clue. Whenever it's your birthday, or maybe at Christmas, and you get a new game or a toy, what comes with it? What comes with it? Yes. Instructions. And is your dad good at reading instructions? He is. He is not normal. He is not human. I want to speak to him because men, daddies and grandads and all, we're not good at reading instructions. Ach, I know how to build that, no problem. And about 6 hours later, we're still there, okay? But I is for, what is it? Oh, come on, boys of dear. Are you all sick as well? Let's try it again. Instructions, that's right. And if you got a new game or toy and you didn't read the instructions, you wouldn't know how to play it, would you? You wouldn't know how it works. And that is the same, boys and girls, with the Bible. The Bible is like our instruction manual. It tells us how God wants us to live and how God wants us to trust and to follow him. And that is the same with our lives. There's a verse in the Bible in Psalms, in the Old Testament, Psalm 119, it says, how can a young person, a young boy or a young girl, how can they keep their way pure? By taking heed. That means by listening to God's word. But there's a lot of people, just like they don't want to believe, they don't want to follow God's instructions. They don't want to believe what it says in the Bible. So if another letter, and I'm sure it'll be really hard for you to work out this one. Oh, really? I know it's so, so hard. What do you think? But how did you know that? You're looking at my notes. I think you were. Yes, B stands for best. There's a little chorus we used to sing, the best book to read is the Bible. Do you remember that one? Yeah. Yeah, some of them do anyway. The best book to read is the Bible. But not only, boys and girls, is the Bible the best book to read, but it tells us how to get the best out of life. There was a young man in the Bible. We don't know his name, but he was called the prodigal son. Have you ever heard of the prodigal son? And what happened to the prodigal son? Do you know what did he do one day? He went down to his dad, and what did he say? Anybody remember? Did he want to stay on the farm? And did he want to stay with his dad? No, what did he want to do? Well, anybody that maybe hasn't gone before? Okay. He'd take all his money. Basically, he was saying to his dad, Dad, I wish you were dead so that I can get half of your money. You see, he thought he knew how to get the best out of life. And he went away to a far-off country and he spent all of his money. He was left with... What was he left with when he spent it all? He was left with nothing, and he had to feed smelly old pigs. That's right. He was left with nothing. He thought he knew how to get the best out of life, and we think that too. We think, I know what I want to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that, and when I want it, I'm going to get it. What have you ever said that? Yes, I've said it as well. We want to go our own way rather than go whose way? God's, that's right. And the Bible calls that sin. And can we do our actions with our hand if you've got a right hand or left hand? So sin, if you follow my hand, all right? Everybody got it? Okay. Sin is anything we think, say, or do wrong that is against God. And sin, boys and girls, is an awful problem. A real problem that stops you and I getting the best out of life. It stops us going God's way. There's a verse in the Bible that says the payment or the wages of sin is death. That's to be separated from God forever and ever and ever. But boys and girls and everybody else here today, God loves you more than anything. He loves you so much. He doesn't want you to be separated from him far away. He wants you to go his way to get the best out of life. But there are still people in our world today, and maybe there are people here today, and they don't want God's best. They think they can go their own way and do their own thing. But you see, God wants to give us this. This is what this next letter, any guesses? Somebody that hasn't maybe... Love, that's very good. Good guess. 1,000 points. Don't know if they're worth any. Okay. Life, very good. Life, love was good. That's a good answer. Life is what God wants to give us. The other part of that verse in the Bible, it says, the payment of sin is death, but the gift, we all like to receive gifts, don't we? Yeah. The gift of God is eternal life. Eternal life. You know a circle? Where do you find a beginning and an end of a circle? Nowhere, you can't. That's the same with God's life that he wants to give us. It's eternal life, that whenever we trust in him, we won't be separated. We won't be far away from him, but we will have real, eternal, everlasting life. But still, there's people that doesn't want this life. They think they know what's best. They want to go their own way rather than go God's way. But this last letter, any guesses what you think this E might stand for? Again, a very good guess. Do you want to phone a friend? No? Anybody else? What do you think E might stand for? I'll give you a clue. It is for... Very good. Well done. The Bible is for everyone, whether you're old or young, whether you're rich or poor, wherever you might live in the world, the Bible is for everyone. The Bible is for everyone. But there was a man one time in France, and you'll probably maybe not have heard of him. His name was Voltaire. Anybody here called Voltaire? No? I thought that was a good Hochel name. No? Voltaire? Voltaire, he didn't like the Bible. He wanted the Bible destroyed. And you know what he said many hundreds of years ago? He said, after I go, when I die, nobody will read the Bible. Nobody will want this book. Nobody will want to read it. Nobody will want to believe it. Do you think he was right? No, he wasn't. And you know what happened in the house that Voltaire lived in? Do you know what happened in his house after he died? They began to print something. What do you think they might have printed? They did. They started a printing press in his house for Bibles. And he wanted it destroyed. You see, can we destroy God's word? No, because it is God's word and God has something to say to us. There's a verse in the Bible, boys and girls, that tells us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God says, my words will never, ever pass away. And so just like I did with this piece of paper, and people want to destroy the Bible, they want to get rid of it, they don't want it anymore, the Bible cannot ever be destroyed because it is God's word. The Bible, no matter what we might try and do, no matter what we might say, the Bible, not only is it the best book to read and to believe, but it will change your life, boys and girls, and everybody else, if we will believe what God says and trust and follow him. And maybe you've already done that, I don't know. Or maybe even today, you can come to God and you can trust in him, in his son, the Lord Jesus, which the Bible tells us about. And you can know you're no longer going your own way, but you've turned around. And the Bible calls that word repent. It means an about turn around from going your own way to go God's way. So I hope, boys and girls, not only will you read the Bible and listen to it and believe it, but you'll believe in the one the Bible points toward, just like a signpost. The Bible points towards Jesus. And that's what it's all about, trusting in him. And so we can have all these books, you know, Peter Rabbit and Roald Dahl and Harry Potter, all these different books that we can read, but not one will ever compare, boys and girls, to the Bible, which is God's word. So are we going to read it? Are we going to listen to it? And are we going to believe what God has said? Well, you listened absolutely brilliantly. And the old people, they listened well too, didn't they? Yeah, they did very well. Well, we're going to have a little prayer. Can we do a wee prayer? And then I'm going to hand back to the Reverend Smith. And you've done super, super well. And all your singing and readings were absolutely brilliant. But when we do our school assemblies or we do our camps, and by the way, we do 3 weeks of summer camps in the summer. And if you're aged 8, 9 up to 18, then we have different camps for you. And if you want to know more, you can speak to Emma or myself about it. We'd love to have you at camp this summer. So we're going to do a prayer drill using the letters of pray, P-R-A-Y. And we get a right arm and we go P-R-A-Y. Have you ever done that before? You have? Oh, well, the Reverend Smith, he's good trained, well trained. Oh, brilliant. Right, everybody, get your right arm, okay? Yeah, real prosthetic, wooden, whatever you've got. All right, you put it out. Don't punch the person in front of you. You ready? And we'll talk to God. P-R-A-Y, pray. Dear God and Father in heaven, thank you so much for this beautiful day that you've given us, this your day that we can rejoice and be glad in. Thank you, Lord, for the boys and girls here in Trinity, and Lord, for their families as well. And we thank you, Lord, for your word that they're able to read and to have the freedom to learn here in Sunday school and in church. And I pray, Lord, that not only now, but even when they are older, Lord, that they will not forget your word, that they'll hide it deep within their hearts and lives. And Lord, that they will know it is the best book to believe. It is your book. It is your word. And Lord, that you would help them to trust in you and to follow what you have said in the Bible. Even though sometimes, Lord, it's hard, you've promised to give us the help and the understanding to believe and to follow your word. So Lord, protect us. Watch over these young people here in Trinity. And Lord, help them to follow you all the days of their lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.